It's Doc on the Lake 940. We are Webster's radio station, and the town of Webster is at quite the crossroads. We have a special town meeting coming up, and that is going to be on Tuesday evening at the Bartlett High School Auditorium at 6 p.m. That's going to be on the 21st, because not to sound alarmist, our high school building is in a little bit of trouble. It was built in the 1970s, and it's not quite equipped for a lot of the modern needs of learning, but also there's a lot of important repairs that need to be looked at. And speaking to us today, we have a school committee member here in town, Kelly Siddiqui. Welcome to the lake.
Hi, Doc. Thanks for having me.
So what kind of trouble are we in with this building?
So, you know, the current Bartlett High School was completed in about 1979, and it was built to meet the teaching and building standards of the late 1970s. So while it served us well, and we performed all general maintenance and repairs that you'd expect, the building at this point is in need of major capital repairs and improvements that'll bring it up to today's building codes.
And this has been in the works for quite a long time. There's been a building committee, and part of what we're looking for here is we're looking for the state to pick up the tab, and we started asking the state a long time ago.
You're correct. That process began about 10 years ago, which actually predates my time on the Webster School Committee, but that has been a long and very complicated and costly process to be accepted into the Mass School Building Authority building project, which actually just recently happened. And the discussions about Bartlett High School and the physical plant have been going on for, you know, 10 years or more. But this was determined to be the most fiscally responsible way of addressing the significant needs we have at the school to get some assistance from the state.
So to sum it up, Tuesday night there will be a vote by remote control in the Bartlett Auditorium starting at 6 o'clock. And what a yes vote would mean is that the renovation project would go forward, and it is lofty, the cost of it, but the state will pick up roughly half if this thing passes?
That's correct. So really the question that our taxpayers are being asked is whether we'll accept state aid that totals $51 million and that we will fund the remaining $49 million to address the needed repairs and bring the building into the 21st century, or if the taxpayers reject this state funding, we'll be placing the entire burden of improving the condition of this building onto our own shoulders, the taxpayers here of Webster. And that cost, just for code updates and basic repairs, currently we're at $66 million. But with the knowledge that we wouldn't be able to address all of the building needs immediately, it's projected that that cost would be over $100 million over the course of the next several years.
Right, but it wouldn't be at all a one-time charge like the renovation would be.
That's correct. So basically, if we're not able to capitalize on this state assistance, the first project that we would undertake would be the heating ventilation system. That is a cost of $14 million. With the building assessed at $20 million, just addressing the heating system triggers the code compliant issues of fire protection and the ADA plumbing upgrades and other basic ADA upgrades, which brings just the first round of repairs up to nearly $27 million.
Right, and it wouldn't be like a clean rebuild like we're looking for with this renovation project. And to start that whole process again of talking to the state and trying to get those funds, it could be another 10 years like the original plan has been.
That's correct. There are some neighboring towns that are moving through the process of the MSBA approval and would likely be well ahead of us through the process of renovating or rebuilding if we were to start back at square one. There is really no guarantee. I mean, I think sending a message to the MSBA that the town of Webster does not support this project will give us an even bigger hill to climb if we were to reapply for this grant.
Now, this isn't the first time that this renovation has come up on the ballot here in town. As part of our municipal election, we were looking at the debt exclusion. That was the same day that everybody voted for selectmen and the other committees. And we already voted on that as a town, and we also had a special town meeting that was tacked on to the annual town meeting. So we've already met about this. Why are we going a second time?
That's a great question, Doc. And you may recall that at the special town meeting, this did pass by simple majority, but we did need a two-thirds majority to move this project forward. And there's a strong feeling on my part and even the part of the selectmen and other members of the community that many of our taxpayers may not have had access to enough information to fully understand the project, the benefits, and all of the things that go along with that. So with that being said, the second go-around has really enabled all of us to get information out there, both for and against the project, to really ensure that people have all the needed information in order to make an informed choice. You know, we live in the information age, and there's a lot of information available at your fingertips, but not all of it is complete or accurate.
And you have to watch the source sometimes, too. It's kind of mind-blowing because here on the lake, we've been talking about this very issue on the radio for months and months, and people started to talk about it on social media back then before the first round of voting. But now there's a lot more succinct information that's been shared out there, including on Facebook at the Webster Residence Forum and the front page of this past week's Webster Times.
That's correct. And we have really made a concerted effort to ensure that all information is available to all interested parties. And I would invite anybody who may be undecided or may have some information that's giving them pause about this project to reach out to any member of, whether it be the school committee, the school building committee, or district administration, to just clarify facts to ensure that they have the needed information to make a good decision.
We're speaking with Kelly Siddiqui from the Webster School Committee about the renovation project. Now, how would you answer critics that have gone on to say that, wow, well, it's we've kind of botched it, right? Didn't the superintendent's office and the town kind of let the school fall into disrepair that led us to this crossroads?
Well, this building was built in the 1970s. And just like any building that had been built in the 1970s, when you're working on a shoestring budget, as schools do, we have performed any, I think even just in the last couple of years, it was almost $250,000 just on repairs to the HVAC system. Mm. Now, one might say, why would you spend $250,000 when it's clear that the boilers need to be replaced? And the answer to that, very simply, is replacing the boilers would trigger all of the other code-compliant issues that I mentioned.
So
whether it be the roof, that we've had people out continually to look at leaks that are causing some of the photos that people have seen online, you know, there may be a stain in a ceiling tile in C-section, but that leak could be coming from A or B-section because of the structure of the roof. Many times people have been out and haven't even charged us because they're not able to diagnose the issue. And the bottom line has been, you need a new roof. But again, addressing the roof triggers the fire suppression system, and it triggers the ADA upgrades. And for those reasons, we have been doing our best to keep this building safe and operating while we enlisted the state to assist us so that we don't place the whole burden of this project on the taxpayers of Webster.
Well, how is this for time? You got to realize how this looks, and those opposed are definitely taking a look at the gas pumps and all the inflation that we're facing as Americans, never mind local residents here. It just doesn't seem like the right time to be asking for $100 million. I know the state is picking up a lot of that tab if the renovation goes through, but still, people see the price tag. That's sticker shock.
You're right. The timing is not great. As you mentioned, this has been a long process, about 10 years leading up to where we are now. This project, if it were approved as it's been presented, would begin in the next year, would probably not go out to bond, which means we wouldn't borrow for this project, for up to 3 years once the project is nearing completion, which means it wouldn't hit our tax bill until about 2025. Now, it's difficult to predict. My hope would be that things are stabilizing, you know, overseas and wherever else that are impacting, you know, our inflation and prices here in Webster. And obviously, that's difficult to predict. The other couple things that I'd like to add is the Webster Middle School project and the Park Ave project have come in on time and under budget, and the middle school project will be coming off in 2027. So hopefully that may lessen the burden a bit for taxpayers.
So Tuesday evening is the town vote. It has to pass by a two-thirds majority and townspeople, registered voters only, right, Kelly?
That's correct.
And they vote by remote control, so unless someone's sitting right next to you and looking over your shoulder, no one's going to know how anybody votes. It's very much a secret ballot.
That's correct also.
So what happens if this doesn't pass? That's it? Back to the end of the line and talking to the state and trying to get funds for it?
If this does not pass, we may need to look at addressing some of these major issues sooner rather than later, which would not involve any kind of state aid to address that. I know the fire suppression is something that is worrisome for me and for many others in town. Sure. And the ADA compliance issue is another major issue that, you know, anybody should have equal access to a school building regardless of their ability, if they're using a wheelchair or other assistive device. And to not be able to provide something like that for our students is not ideal.
And also, so, we don't get a modernized, brand-new high school.
Correct. So if we are not able to capitalize on this grant, we will begin the long process of addressing the heating system, the roof, and other types of repairs that need to be done, and we will basically have remediated issues without actually bringing this building into the 21st century and preparing our kids for what workplaces will look like when they graduate.
At the previous town meeting, Kelly, that we had about this, that was tacked on to the regular annual town meeting, so actually Tuesday night, I bet there was going to be less pomp and circumstance because there was a certain way things had to go because it was added to the annual meeting. But at that meeting, we spoke about a lot of things under the sun, including some of the modernization ideas that our superintendent had about having centralized offices, which would be helpful, and just modernizing the school to begin with.
Correct. And some of the movement of offices happened when we sold Filmer School and we enlisted their path to address bringing the administrative offices into that building. And that actually helped in some ways there. Now, moving forward, this would also address some of the other, you know, public access to the building and enable us to continue to rent out space to other folks that may want to use our auditorium or our gym and be able to fully secure the rest of the building during those times.
Right, for safety.
And also just coupled with that, this educational vision that has been talked about is part of an Innovation Pathways grant, which we received recently, and is enabling Bartlett High School to prepare students not only for college, but for heading right out into the work world. Mm. So whether we're able to pass this project or not, we will be proceeding with the Innovation Pathways project, but creating space for advanced manufacturing labs and health and human services labs will really do a service to our students who may or may not be moving on to college after this. And, you know, we're losing about 140 students a year to either school choice, private schools, or trade schools.
Right.
And I'm hoping that we can pull some of those students back to Bartlett and stop that.
Yeah, we talked about that at the last meeting, where if there's a flawed building, that's going to play into some of these students' choices if they're trying to opt out and go to other towns. And if that happens, the town loses some funding, right?
Well, you're correct. The funding follows the student. So if the student is here in Webster, the funding comes into Webster. If the student opts to go to a different school district, with the exception of a private school or Bay Path, but if they school choice into another district, that tuition, that funding follows the student. And, you know, when you have families who are very invested and committed to their children's education, and they're following up with them at home, and they're encouraging them to perform their best, and those families are taking their children out of the Webster Public Schools and moving them to other schools, it does a disservice to the whole school community and creates a situation where, whether it be test scores or anything else, they're not going to be headed in the direction that we want them headed when we have those families opting for a different environment, which is well within their right, but it does not improve the school community and the outcomes or test scores for the students that are in our school.
So the town of Webster really is at a crossroad, and the special town meeting vote happens on Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock, in the Bartlett Auditorium. The people have already spoken about this, but we're giving it one more round. And if it does pass by a two-thirds majority, we're still not done because there still needs to be debt exclusion, the whole Prop 2.5 thing. And then the following Tuesday, the 28th, it's an all-day event where people can vote at the town hall.
That's correct. And just to clarify, it is a debt exclusion, which would exclude us from a Proposition 2.5 override, making this an increase in taxes until the project is paid off, and then it would return us back to our normal tax rate, which, by the way, is, I looked at all surrounding towns near Webster, and we are the third lowest for a tax rate with our neighboring towns. And even if we were to pass this project and add the $1.19 per thousand onto our tax rate, we would actually still be the third lowest tax rate in our immediate surrounding area.
Well, thank you for all the information, Kelly Siddiqui from the Webster School Committee. The big vote happens on Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock at Bartlett. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Doc.